sixth chapter. I'm going to read part of the scripture, then you're going to, if you be so kind, to say it with me. It begins in the fifth verse, "When you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Assuredly, I say to you that they have their reward." The sixth verse, and what I want to concentrate, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And when you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things that you have need of before you ask Him. In this manner, therefore, pray." And if you'll recite with me, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the glory forever." Heavenly Father, open our hearts. Allow us to receive that which you'd have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much, Terry, for playing that. I can only imagine. Jill, you touch all of our hearts in your kindness and your warmth and in your willingness to just to share love. I know that, I have sermon notes here and things that I'd like to share with you this morning. At the same time, you know, it's been a difficult emotional time, people sharing with you, and just things with my brother Paul happened so quickly from the time we got the call, and 15 days later he went to be with the Lord, and just 4 days later we were doing the funeral service last Saturday. And so even now, this week, even today, I'll be speaking to somebody who hasn't got the word yet, because things just happen so quickly. But no matter whether you feel such loss, such hurt, Sally, you brought me to tears this morning as you were sharing. Sally's a very warm-hearted person. Not according to Don or those that she sit with, but according to others that know her. And every, 6 to 8 weeks, I get to go down and sit with Sally in the chair as she works on the wonderful locks, and she is so tickled that she doesn't have to worry about any hair color or adding any back in, because there's faith, but then there's real faith. And during that time, we just talk, and it's so nice to just sit and chat, and she gives me insight on what Miss Ruby's been up to, and different things and different ones. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have told that in the church, should I? And we just have a good time. I believe that one of the miracle gifts that God gives us is the opportunity to share our lives with others through the friends that He allows us to have. Oh, what a strength, what a power. The scripture today talks about, and the only way that I can sum it up is to be simply genuine in your prayer. You've heard this preached upon many times. You have a special place, and everybody will go into great detail on whether your place should be, and people say that it has to be a quiet place and all. I hate to tell you, for me, many times it's on a lawnmower that it's running. But for me, believe it or not, when I'm on that lawnmower and I'm riding around, I have my little quiet space. Because I've always been amazed that in the scripture, it states that when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who's in the secret place, and your Father who sees in secret. Why would not the writer say that he hears in secret? I've always been amazed with that. And then I go back to the part of what I love about God's work and what He is doing. The writer says that if it doesn't affect your hands, if it doesn't affect your feet, then it's not Christianity. I believe that. I believe the things that we talk about, the things that we share, the things that we preach from this pulpit, the songs that we sing about the Master, that they should make a change in your life. They ought to change your feet. They ought to change your hands. I know many times in sadness and sorrow come, but again, I am comforted and I am uplifted. I don't know about those two guys, if I can trust those two guys. I better come down there. Hold on.
You got that one. Joe, did you see this? Look, it's not a beautiful angel there. It's not a nice 50. Did you see? Good. I love you all. I don't know if I trust all of you, but I love you.
Something cannot be lost if you know where it is. If you know where it is, it can't be lost. I know where my brother is. If you know where it is, it cannot be lost. I'm just looking forward to time we get together again, singing, telling stories. Sharing the things that God has done for us. When you pray, you need to pray sincerely. Doesn't have to be long, doesn't have to be any set items. It simply needs to come from the heart. Amen. Amen. This morning I shared with you, and from my cell phone, from my highly technical, savvy phone that I have here, that, and trust me, this morning I knew that Kathy was not going to be here because she texted me and she says she's going down with Steve and they're going to see, remember that. I knew that Debbie was not going to be here this morning because she texted me this morning and she was talking a little bit about Laura and just wonderful things that are going on in their lives and the things that they're believing God for. I knew that Brother Matt wasn't going to be here and they're going to have this item for him on Friday. All these things I knew from this little piece of technology that I hold in my hand. I'm with it. I have been slow, very slow to get with it. But I'm trying real hard to get with it. And I believe it is an absolute, a wonderful tool. I came in one Sunday and told you how I felt that I had absolutely arrived in this church when I got a text from Miss Ruby Calkins. That's one of the stepping stones. And I think technology is just a wonderful thing and can be used to just reach out to so many people. But I'm going to also tell you what technology is not. This Wednesday, there's a guy finishing up his run on the television there with all these 6,000 shows, and he has a, I think he has a top 10 list. Well, I'm going to give you a top 4 list of the things that I feel that technology is not. First of all, technology is not the power. You can use these things to share good things that God has done for you. You can use technology, and I believe in all the wonderful things that God allows us to use to spread. But friend, technology is not the power. The power is God's Holy Spirit. That's what the power is. Technology, and I love it, technology is not the message. I love this little saying. Sometime we'll put it on the board out there. We preach Christ and Him crucified. Nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Christ in Him crucified, nothing more, nothing less, nothing else. Technology is not the message. The message is we find our strength through Christ, who sent a Heavenly Father sending His Son to die upon a cross for our sins. Amen. Technology is not the presenter. Folks, you are the presenters of the gospel. Everyone that you come into contact with, everyone that you have an opportunity to share what God is doing for you in your life, the struggles that you're dealing with, the questions that you have in your mind and in your heart, you are the presenters of the gospel of Christ. Christ has appointed unto men and women to share the good news of what He has done. Technology is not the presenter. And most importantly to me, technology is not the comforter. I believe that you can share wonderful things. I believe that you can read, and I love those little stories. Sometimes I get and I'll read them, and they'll make me smile. They'll make me laugh. They're good. But still, when I'm standing by the gravesite, I want to have people around me. I want to have God through His Holy Spirit that He said He will send a comforter. I want God's Spirit, and I want those surrounding me and praying for me at times in my life which are so difficult. I was amazed about how an outpouring of such love and such kindness and caring I have in the case here. I have a stack of cards and letters and well wishers. People who simply took the time, drop your card and say, thinking of you, Pastor, during this time. I have a small bag in there, and I believe if I was smelling that bag this morning, it kind of smells like Bill. It kind of smells like that homemade bread. That I've got my eye on it. I know where it is. I have a plan for where it will go. And it is received in love. I love technology, and I was chastised this week because I haven't this thing for such a length of time, and I tried to turn the flashlight part on it, and we've got a young fellow over Tivoli. He's about 15, 16 years old, and he's come to help us out in the office. His name is Rudy. And he says, "Let me help you." And he whipped that out of my hands. Oh, just touch there and go like this and go, "This is good." Then I went and I tried to do it myself. And I had to come back to Rudy. I do not have the luxury of carrying a teenager around with me at all times to tell me how to use this technology. And I believe that every bit of technology, God can use it, but He is going to use it through you, friends. It's not the message. Mm-mm. It is not the power. It's not the presenter. And most of all, it's not the comforter. It is you. Because God has sent His Holy Spirit to dwell within you so that we can share one another's burdens. We can share those struggles that we go through, and we can share laughter. I love singing with the guys. I love coming in on a Sunday morning because I know that at Mount Calvary there's going to be laughter. There may be tears, and I want someone, if I can laugh with them, then I feel very comfortable crying with them when it's time for a tear. And I believe that each one of you are a gift from God, not only to me personally, but to each one that is sitting around you. What blessings I feel this morning. I was taken into the special place. I was invited into the special place. I'm here to tell you that no male, no man, up until this point, as far as I know, has ever been invited to the private special place. They call it the ladies' class.
I'm going to try to put a rope around you.
I know, just in case I didn't make it out. And that's the only time I've seen the singers. When I walk back out of that room, they kind of look. Are you okay? You know, they're kind of looking me over, see if I'd survive going into the special place. And it was a place filled with love and filled with ideas and filled with things that they wanted to do that they wanted to simply share with me personally. Because I get comfort in the way that God uses His people to bless each other. There you have it, folks. I have an angel in my pocket. If I can get past Bill Butts, I have some bread to take with me later on. But most of all, I have the love of a living God and His people to carry me through. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we've come into Your house. And God, you've heard our praises today. We've sung songs about You. We've had prayer requests. We've had praises, God. And God, we have felt Your presence. We just thank You now for the many people that You're using here at Mount Calvary. We thank You for little Jill and her faithfulness, God. We thank You for each one taking part in the service today. We thank You for the ladies' class and them being so warm and so kind. Now, God, give us safe traveling mercies, and be Your will, bring us back again to Your house so that we can lift up Your name in praise. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen. Amen. Have I forgotten anything? Use everybody's. Good. Hey, I got it right one Sunday, maybe. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. I've been born.